Shannon Knoll's been busy with a fourth studio album coming out. His latest single, Switch Me On, was co-written by Benji Madden with Good Charlotte and can be heard on 96.5 Wave FM.
It's a song I actually wrote with Benji Madden while he was out here. And yeah, and he liked the idea, so then we went in and wrote the songs.
Okay, so how did you come to be working with one of the guys from Good Charlotte?
Well, he's published by AMI Publishing, the same as me. So when he turned up in town and wanted to do a couple of days writing, the girl at the publishing company said, well, I know who I can put you with.
Was it almost like asking someone out on a date kind of thing?
Well, it was sort of a bit strange because I'd never met him before. So we sort of just had to turn up in a room but he couldn't have been any nicer and is really laid back sort of, you know, the humble sort of guy.
Cool. So are there any other collaborations on the album?
Yeah. I wrote a song with Mark McAtee, the guitarist from the Divinals.
Oh.
And another one with Brooke McClymont as well. So there's a fair bit of mixture on there.
I heard a little while ago you were performing at openings of Bunnings in Queensland. Surely that's not the only thing you've been doing in the last 3 years?
No. I've moved record labels from... we've been doing a heap of acoustic shows around the place. That and sort of writing the album as well. I've ended up writing 57 songs or something for this album.
So if you've written 57 songs, obviously they're all not going to make it to the end. What do you do for the culling process?
Well, the hard part is, especially being so close to them, because you know I sort of wrote them as well. It's really hard to whittle them down in that way. Just trust all the people that you work with from the label to your management and all that sort of thing as well and trust their judgment and on what they, you know, what songs should make it and what songs maybe shouldn't write when it gets to the end of the line.
Fantastic. Now, you are from Condobolin, which is sort of northwest New South Wales. Do you draw on your country roots for inspiration when writing?
You know, it's really strange. Sometimes you do and it's an idea might just pop in your head when you're trying to, or it might come just from listening to the music that you're trying to put with it. So it's sort of, it can come from anywhere at any time most times. So, but definitely out there, there's less on your mind, I think. So I'll have to get out there a bit more, I think.
So are you a pretty much a megastar back in your hometown?
Oh, no, it's pretty good, actually. I just go home and probably go back to being the bloke I was before the show a little bit. I'm not taking any differently much out there, so it's pretty cool.
So they haven't erected a nice gold statue of Shannon Knoll anywhere in the main street?
No, not yet.
Now, obviously, new album, are you going to be touring with it? Are you going to come down to Wollongong?
Yeah, definitely. I'll probably head out, probably get another single out first and then do a few shows around the place towards the end of this year and then do a massive Australia-wide tour starting next year.
Super. Now, will the Flavour Saver, that lovely bit of goatee kind of hair, is making a comeback as well? Is that on tour as well?
No, it's still it's staying put for a while, I think.
Oh, damn. You started a trend with that. My brother had a Flavour Saver for years.
did he? Have you still got it?
No, it's kind of turned into a larger style goatee now.
Oh, right. It's gone the whole hog.
Yeah. So what do you reckon you'll be doing in 15 years? Maybe grow the Flavour Saver back?
Yeah, mate, it might make a comeback by then for sure.
What do you think you'll be doing in 15 years, though? Still writing music?
Yeah, mate, I definitely, you know, this is my chosen career now, so it's the thing I do that I'm best at, I think, you know. I think, yeah, I'll definitely try and stick with it. It all depends on whether I, you know, come through with the goods and pull them out some stuff that the fans like. Cause,
super stuff. Otherwise, you can always win Lotto and then go buy an island or something.
Well, yeah, that too. That was the choice.
Superstar. Shannon Knoll, thank you so much for chatting to us today and looking forward to when you do make a tour and come down to Wollongong.
No worries, mate. Thanks so much.